It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
We gotta head into the final battle here. You know you always love that. This whole show's kind of been a final battle at this point. We'll start with the man Rob Gronkowski, who I've slowly been gaining respect for. I don't know why.
Just because
I would say
he showed
that.
Up on WWE.
Just because he's funny. Well, he had a big week this week. On Sunday, he shows up on WWE WrestleMania. Unfortunately, the Andre the Giant Battle Royale's moved to the pre-show. We can talk about that later. His buddy Mojo Rawley, repping the state of Maryland, is wrestling.
Yeah.
I saw it coming. Everybody else different. They were wrong, and I was right. He comes up, Mojo Rawley. He takes a slap at Jinder Mahal, goes up, and then goes into the ring and tackles Jinder Mahal, gets in his three-point stance there. And then on Monday, he shows up in Foxborough, steals Tom Brady's stolen jersey after he throws the first pitch of the Red Sox game. So how about Rob Gronkowski having a big week?
Talk about
somebody who's entertaining.
How about the security at WrestleMania that didn't know that he was going to go into the
great.
Ring?
The one that was a great moment.
That needed to know that
awesome.
He was going to be involved.
And then
didn't
you
know,
saw if you
and
watch
she was holding
the tape,
him back.
She holds him back, and then other security comes. Not the stage pulling him back, but to pull the security back because they needed Rob to get up. It was great.
The only reason
it
I
was
think
great television.
Jono was going to happen because he read the script for it.
Hey, stop it. It's not scripted. Everybody knows that. All right, moving on. Chad Ochocinco, how about this? Still playing.
It's time for him to hang it up. Playing the Mexican Football League. Worry about your
he's
future.
He's like 43 right now.
No,
Chad Ochocinco,
no way,
who
Chad.
Refers to himself as the Black Mexican, playing a game for the Monterrey Fundadores in Liga de Fútbol Americano Profesional.
Can he say that?
You have to go watch this tape. The
easiest touchdowns ever. He
does.
He does.
The best part about the tapes of him scoring touchdowns for this team is there's about five people in the crowd.
He's only 39.
There's about five people in the crowd when he scores. Do you buy Chad Ochocinco playing Mexican football? Do you buy that? Buy or sell?
I don't know if he's doing it for entertainment purposes, but there's
no
point.
Hall of Fame.
Well, it's better than his.
Is the Hall of Fame going to take that seriously?
Than his professional FIFA.
I've never even heard of the Mexican Football League.
It's better than his professional FIFA career that he's trying to go for.
Yeah, he just needs to stop.
All right, hey, well, he should make the Hall of Fame. Can we all agree on that and make the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
I want to see that
he's a great
speech.
Receiver.
Good. That's one speech I do want to watch.
Yes, that'll certainly be interesting. Malcolm Brogdon, who's a rookie right now for the Bucks. They were doing his Rookie of the Year campaign. Brogdon on the year has averaged 10.3 points a game, 2.8 rebounds, 4.3 assists. He has told them that he does not want the campaign to happen. He wants to give his rookie money to charity. What do you think about Malcolm Brogdon?
Absolutely love it.
Hey, speaking about
it's
golf.
A great story.
Give him a nice golf clap.
All right. Good for him. The Virginia native. He showed up in the Vine Center here last year. Jerry West wants to change the NBA logo. If you don't know, he is the man on the silhouette. So do you think it should be changed?
He says it's
a little bit of a vain statement, I think, honestly. He says, it gives me too much exposure.
I wish I had that problem. Like, they need to change a logo of me because I'm too popular. Like,
seriously.
I wish I had that problem.
Don't we all?
Well, to be honest, I don't think I would. If Jerry West walked into here, I don't know if I'd be able to recognize
it's like,
him at this point.
I recognize your shadow. Like, no. Nobody's. No.
Yeah. No, I don't
get
think so either.
Is it time for MJ? Is it time for MJ Silhouette?
Oh.
Is it time for the Jumpman?
Sure.
The Jumpman.
Why not? All right. I don't know why we're talking about this, but Tim Tebow homers in his first minor league at bat to pick number 666. For me, it's all about the rest of the season for him. It's all about the rest of the season. I think it's a great moment, honestly, but it's all about the rest of the season.
Move on,
somewhere.
Guess what, Thomas? Here, you're going to like this. Professional sports, it's all about the sport. Minor league sports?
All about the entertainment.
It's about entertainment. So, the Bridgeport Bluefish they offered Tim Tebow that contract. They got a lot of Twitter retweets and follows from that. That's about entertainment, so I'm not arguing with that. How about the Marlins trying to sell their team? Bidders include Derek Jeter and Jeb Bush. Guys,
together? Are they bidding together?
I don't know if they're bidding together.
Separate.
As a Yankees fan, Thomas, would you be upset in the slightest bit if you saw Derek Jeter buy a team that was not the Yankees? Now he's going to buy the Yankees, but...
No, I want to see him back in baseball. I want to see Derek
Jeter. So you
want
to see him
a good business move.
What about Michael Jordan tanking the Bobcats? You thought he was going to put on a jersey then.
Oh,
what do you
gosh.
Think?
He's finally turned them.
Jeb Bush by the Marlins? What do you think?
Hey, I'd rather see Derek Jeter back in baseball than Jeb Bush. We saw his brother, George Bush. He's with the Rangers, right? Does he still own part of the Rangers?
Yeah, I think he does.
Texas Rangers,
right.